The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mass deportation is something that the new administration has promised, and I see no reason to not believe them. And what will it do to your industry?
Well, you know, we've been fighting this immigration wars for since 1986. That was the last time we had an immigration bill that gave legal status to blue-collar workers. And construction workers, tradesmen, are mostly blue-collar. I mean, I don't have a lot of people in my field that went to college. I don't have a lot that went to high school. I mean, they learned a trade and they're contributing. So the fact that we have had no way to get legal workers all these years, the workers have come. And there's no national ID or response or, you know, requirement that for you to go get on a job site, you have to have an ID. And if you do, somebody gets them from the flea market or from the internet. So it's ridiculous that we don't have a system for employers like me to say, okay, you're so-and-so, and yes, you're eligible to work in the United States. So we fill out an I-9, we get a Social Security card. Up until 2012, we got a driver's license, Texas driver's license, and a Social Security number, which we really can't verify. E-Verify doesn't work. Social Security system might send a letter out every 3 or 4 years saying, hey, the money you're sending in, the name didn't match the number, but we're going to keep the money. You know, so tell the people to come by and see it. So, I mean, the system is broken for employers. And in the construction industry, we are the victim of a broken immigration system because now mass deportation. Who are they going to go after? They're going to go on job sites. They go in a house. 98% of the workers are going to be Latino. And the legal ones and the undocumented ones are all going to run because you're guilty until proven innocent with ICE. So, and the same way with commercial sites. So going on job sites and doing it. But there are a lot of workers here who are being exploited by being called subcontractors. They're not W-2 employees paying taxes. So, you know, my one wish with this whole threat would be, hey, let's get all of our immigrants that we have in the United States, if they come in and get an ID, have a background check, and can pass a background check and work for an employer who pays and matches taxes, they can have a two-year guest worker status just like a DACA or just like a H-2B visa. So, I mean, we have solutions that are common sense. Ours is called ID and tax. And yes, I want to secure the border. And yes, I want to reform the asylum system. And yes, the Dreamers, the DACA, the 700,000 kids who have been enrolled in the program, and the 1.5 million plus who are eligible to be enrolled in DACA if it were open, let's get them in. I mean, that's low-hanging fruit. These are kids we put through high school, in-state tuition and college, and they graduate, and guess what? They can't get a job. They have to go work as an independent contractor, working in a restaurant, working, they're doing something. They're all working. So, I mean, it's so easy how we can solve this. And the president, in all his wisdom, and he's a business person, I'm hopeful, you know, he had golf courses, he had employees, he had restaurants, he had buildings, and everywhere you look, we were relying on immigrant labor. Texas, Florida, California, Arizona, much more than the other states, but all the states have immigrant labor, you know, the dairies, the farm workers. I mean, to round up these people would cost $1 trillion or more. To offer them ID and tax would cost them nothing. The employers would take the responsibility of making sure the workers get in there to get their permits. We would be paying taxes. 1 million workers who go on a W-2 payroll generate $4.75 billion a year just for Social Security. We can solve the Social Security crises by IDing and taxing these people, and it won't cost the government 1 cent. Somebody, please, in Congress, have enough wisdom, enough vision to at least look at this proposal of a guest worker program. Yes, I feel sorry for the 10% on the right that want to deport everybody, and I feel sorry for the 10% on the left that want to give everybody amnesty. Neither one of those is going to happen. But somewhere in the middle, we need to find a way to take advantage of this greatest asset this country's ever had, a trained workforce that we've been training for 20 or 30 years. To deport those people would be a sin.
Do I even have to say anything about how would it upset your industry if everybody was deported, or how there are certain jobs that this population is eager to do that other people don't want to do? Or do you want to touch on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I agree. I would love for American citizens to want to do this work. You know, my family came over from Czechoslovakia, and you know, I was raised hanging sheetrock. I was the first in my family to go to college. I learned to trade before I went to college, and it was the best thing ever happened to me. And I tell these kids, our American-born kids, come to work in construction. Oh, no, it's too hard. I'd rather be on a computer, you know. And so who has always done the hard work of this country? Immigrants. You know, the Chinese with the railroads, the Italian with the building, you know, my family, constructors from Czechoslovakia. And in the next generation, now we have all these Latino workers who are really talented workers. And all they want to do, they don't want to vote. They don't want welfare. They just want to work and raise their families. Our birth rate is declining. Everybody knows that. Zero population growth. We took vocational training out of all of our high schools 25 years ago. Nobody has any skills in construction. Guys, if we don't ever get workers, we may as well just turn off the lights. The party's over. You're not going to be able to build a house. If you do, it's going to cost twice as much. All these buildings, it's not just building them. You got landscaping, you got food service, you got janitorial. My goodness, who cleans all those buildings every night? You think it's our kids? You know, I mean, a lot of them do. But it's just, we got to fix this. We got to get all the workers on a level playing field, all paying taxes. You know, get the wages up, whatever we need to do. And yes, if we stopped immigration and just sort of let's fix what we got before we open the border, then open the border based on what the Department of Commerce tells us, what kind of workers we need. We have technology. And this is the first time in the last 30 years that we can really ID all our workers, facial recognition. We all see it at the ball game. We go to the airport, digital fingerprints. There's no excuse to have 20 million people in this country and not know who they are. So it's a common sense solution.